presenting the Clown Prince of Crime, the Joker, in a shock-filled showdown, the Scarecrow's Fearsome Face-Off.
Die laughing, Scarecrow.
No, Joker. It is you who will die of fright.
Somewhere outside Metropolis, a unique vehicle speeds along a little-used road.
Hey, Southpaw, what's the boss call this crazy heap? The ho-ho home on wheels?
You got one ho too many there, Tooth. But it don't much matter, considering what the super clown pays us to work for him.
Yeah, he whoops, losing my balance. Jeez, Southpaw, the whole car's rattling so bad, it's knocked me onto the floor. What's going on?
Dunno. Must be an earthquake.
While up in the front of the cab...
I've shaken up that pair of lackeys enough to put the fear of fright into their hearts. Now let's see what this outfit will do.
And as the terrified thugs catch their breath enough to regain their balance...
It's the freaking Scarecrow!
Making us scared of our own shadows.
Calm your patooties, Southpaw. If I can make you believe I can cause your skin to crawl with fear like the Scarecrow, I can scare anyone. Fear's almost as good as laughs, which is how our next caper goes. Listen.
That very night, at Star Laboratories...
Keep an eye out, boys. The Scarecrow broke out of jail tonight.
Don't reread the papers too, Andy. This place would be right up that crook's alley. We'd be the logical spot for the Scarecrow to bowl over. Tim, what's so funny?
Don't know, Johnny, but I'm laughing. My guts out.
Your guts out.
Johnny, Tim, what's going on out there? Sounds like some spooky coming off.
Now for my skeleton key, which can open any door.
Inside the high security building.
And where are you two running in the middle of the night?
Trouble at the main entrance, Dr. Farr. Could be big trouble. The Scarecrow?
Ooh, something funny's happening to me head. Starting to feel afraid. Gasp!
He's doing it to us with a chemical or something.
No, I want out of here. Tell me, good doctor, where might I find a tank of this fear-inducing gas that's reputed to be better than mine?
As the terrified scientist directs his costume assailant to Star Lab's latest discovery...
Gah! The Scarecrow!
The villain who can cause chemical fear in anyone near him!
I'll take that cheap imitation fear gas, gentlemen! Now, face the wall and cover your eyes, please! No peeking! I think it would be wise to depart before Superman shows up!
Good gosh! That wasn't the Scarecrow! The Joker psyched us out, made us react the way we expected to react to the Scarecrow!
Within the hour, a black-as-night raven flies over a Star Laboratory surrounded by police cars.
And you say, Dr. Farr, that the perpetrator was not who he seemed to be?
Oh, that's right. He looked like the Scarecrow, but actually he was the Joker. Officer, are you all right? You look pale.
I feel strange all of a sudden, like something awful is going to happen right away.
It is called fear, officer. Artificially induced by my pet raven nightmare. He sprinkled it over this entire area to herald my arrival.
But as the sprinkling takes effect and the researchers and trained hardened policemen turn to flee in blind fear...
Officer? Tell me why this crowd is here, and why do these people keep the fear gas they say is better than my own?
The Joker stole it! It's gone!
A Joker? Tell me how it happened, or I'll teach you what fear really means.
The Scarecrow hears the story, not long before dawn breaks over the forlorn face of sunny November.
So the warden gives me 40 bucks, these crummy threads, and tells me to go straight? But who's gonna hire an ex-con with my record, besides my old boss?
Mr. November. I will pay a substantial sum of money for the location of your former employer's headquarters.
Scarecrow! Gee, I could sure use the bread. But I can't tell you where the Joker's ha-ha-sienda is.
Very well. Then consider my cash offer withdrawn. Now, Mr. November, you will tell me where this ha-ha-sienda is.
Hey, what are you spraying on me? That's the stuff you use to make people afraid. But I don't want to be afraid. I'm scared of being afraid. Please, don't scare me no more. Maybe if I won't count it, if I whisper, hear the ha-ha-sienda is.
Yes, I know the general area. Thank you, Mr. November.
And as the Master of Fear departs...
It don't count, because I whispered it. It wasn't my fault.
The day threatens to be a scorcher as the clown prince of crime sits in his ha-ha-sienda.
An effect of a rare chemical from Star Laboratories was carried off by the Joker, not the Scarecrow as first reported.
Hey, boss, what are you-
Shut up, meathead, or I'll miss hearing my name over the radio.
The man who succumbed to the laughing death has been identified as Sunny November.
Ooh, did you hear that? Sunny's dead.
Quiet, you nerd, and let's hear the details.
A former member of the Joker's gang, Sunny is thought to have been murdered by his former boss.
Let that be a lesson to you, my left-hand man. Don't squeal. The hypnotic command I gave Sunny automatically killed him when he revealed my hideaway. I bet I know who I've now made angry enough to want to find me, too. Southpaw, take this moth to that crooked entomologist we know and tell him I want 2,000 live ones just like it. But first, we must tell our angry friend where we went. My esteemed Scarecrow, we're not in now, but you can find us at blah blah.
However, the Scarecrow, alias Jonathan Crane, psychologist, has business first at a nearby university campus.
Lucky no one spotted me so far, but I'm well known enough here to some former colleagues to make it prudent not to be recognized. This will keep people away, as sure as if my breath were suffering the effects of a crate of garlic.
And as two students approach through a nearby corridor...
And Jerry, you sure you want to walk this way? Maybe if we went around the building instead...
You know, I get the spooky feeling all of a sudden. As a matter of fact, I think I'm scared out of my skin.
Wait for me, Jerry. Don't leave me alone.
And presently, in a laboratory classroom...
This acidic mixture is ideal for vaporizing a certain aluminum alloy. The very alloy used to contain a certain gas in a certain canister.
While outside the lab...
I feel strange. I don't think I'll go into my classroom today, or ever again.
Meantime, the Joker is proceeding with his plans.
Tooth! Southpaw! You look just like the stars of Moving On. Now get into that truck out front.
And minutes after the Harlequin of Hate and his henchmen have left the ha-ha-sienda...
Show your lurid face, Joker. The Scarecrow and his pal Nightmare have come to... What's that on the wall? My esteemed Scarecrow? We're not in now, but you can find us at the Center Park Zoo. where we're getting a few laughs. How did he know we were coming? But it's darn white of him to tell us where to ambush him.
Hey! This is a walkway. You can't take that truck in.
Hey, we're making a delivery.
Tony at gate two. A couple of guys in a big semi-truck barreled right by me into the park. See if you can stop them.
Do you dig what this caper's all about?
Beats me, man. I'm not sure what we're doing either. I just hope the boss knows.
Here we are at cage 37.
Hey, now I understand. Look.
The Joker wants to steal a mascot. And what could be better than a laughing hyena?
Ooh, quiet. Make sure your nose filters are in tight. Uh-oh, I think we got company.
You clowns! You just violated 18 ordinances and...
Hold on, pal. We can explain everything by doing this. Clear out, world. My friends and I have a job to do.
For a single, uncertain moment, everyone freezes.
The Joker! Got to stop that homicidal maniac!
Look, Clara, the Joker!
I am not amused.
And then, bizarre reality hits.
Shaggy can't hold on to the gun.
Mommy, I'm afraid of those moths.
Alex, take us out of here.
For shame. Scared of a few harmless moths. Just because their wings are doused with fear gas. Big husky uniform wearing guys like you, frightened of these pretty little insects?
Joker, let us go. We won't do anything, we promise.
You aren't kidding, kiddies. This is more fun than watching Batman trip over his cape. While we work, the boss clowns around.
Yeah, one more bar and Chuckles can fit out.
Cretins, what do you think you're doing? But boss... There's plenty of room to get the hyena
out. I told you to take the whole cage apart, you nincompoops.
It's not that goony animal I want. It's that beautiful ceiling for my ha-ha-sienda wall. Okay, boss. We'll have it out in a couple of minutes. That'll be the day. Wait. I see we have a visitor. Someone I've been expecting. Forget the cage for now, dolts, and get lost. And don't think I won't take this goof out of your pay.
Meanwhile, at the front zoo gate...
This is the police riot squad. Keep calm. Once we determine the cause of the confusion, we can...
By the time you figure what happened, it'll all be over.
And inside, where the crowd is no more...
Your men are deserting you, Joker. Am I bad company?
On the contrary, I knew you were coming, so I baked a cake.
Stop it, Nightmare. Joker, you blew up my bird. I'll kill you for that.
Oh, relax. Your pet's okay. He's just covered with cake muck.
I'm being driven crazy. That's what you do. You're a crazy man who tries to make everyone else crazy.
That's the name of the game.
I don't get it. By now you should be scared off your wits by my fear gas. My guess is you're wearing those filters.
Hey, 2 points for the guy with the retarded tailor.
Well, I don't only do it with the smelly stuff. I'll spray you with the same fear mist that made sunny November's skin crawl.
Oh, don't talk ill of the dead. Even if Sunny was a cretin. I meant to use this freeze juice when you were losing your cool, but my timing was off.
Oh, that was a nasty trick. Get in for that Nightmare.
Desist, you light-ridden specimen of winged vertebrate. Against one! No fair, Scarecrow!
Yeah. Who's calling the kettle black? Grab his nose, Nightmare!
No! You Thinian refugee from a Poe poem? You've dislodged my nostril filters and ruined my classic facial features.
We'll do worse than that. With this vial of acid I brewed up in my old university lab. Now we'll see if comedy is mightier than fear.
You can't pour that stuff on my gas can! You'll have to answer for this, Scarecrow. To Star Laboratories. It's their property, you dummy.
So is the gas that's seeping out now. Let's see if their formula is better than mine.
Ooh, I'm afraid. I've never been afraid, but I am now.
Evidently, Star's gas is effective after all, Joker. If it were my formula, you would be too scared to speak by now or even breathe.
Was that a tee-hee I just heard from you, old ferret face?
There wasn't any fear formula in the gas tank. You substitute laughing gas in there. What a great joke on me.
Because you're generally such a sourpuss, you're especially susceptible to my special formula giggle gas. Admit it, Scarecrow. You haven't enjoyed yourself this much since Nightmare was a chick.
Oh, you said it, Joker. Here come the police. At least like I ever saw.
Even I know a dynamite way to evade those minions of the law. I have this secret entrance to my cozy home away from home.
The Joker's padded cell in Arkham Asylum.
Through my mini hacienda.
The Joker's auxiliary hideaway underneath his prison cell. Editor! And later, that very day, at Arkham Asylum, for the criminally insane.
I still can't understand how the Joker got out of his locked cell.
Yeah, and we took such precautions. Even put him in a straitjacket. that laugh.
It's the Joker. He's back.
But how?
End.
Hey, Cellpaw, what's the boss calling this crazy heap? The ho-ho?
Okay, later, I'm sorry.
Hey, Cellpaw, what's the boss call this crazy heap? The ho-ho home on wheels?
maybe if won't count if I whisper, here the ha-ha-sienda is.
That's good.
Uh-huh. Quiet, you nerd, and let's hear the details.
That's a good clip.
But it's darn white of them to tell us of.
Whoa.